Hey friends!
How's it going?
We're really excited because today we are sharing our very last wedding of the year.
Woo woo woo!
That means that we've, after what was an insanely crazy year, get to go on a break and we're just real jazzed.
Looking forward to it. Yes.
And we loved this wedding with Miranda and Eugene at one of our favorite venues, Amber Grove, in Moseley, Virginia, which is just like south side of Richmond.
Yeah. So it was a great ending spot. It kind of like brought all the fun things together. It's like coming towards Christmas time. We're shooting at a venue that we absolutely love, Amber Grove, John. They're both amazing. And so it's just a great combination of all the fun things.
Yeah, and we've never been to Amber Grove at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. We've been there a ton throughout all the different seasons, but this was the first time we really went or have ever been in the month of December. And John, the owner of Amber Grove, who is very active and runs it and is sort of your day of coordinator and just sort of does everything on the wedding day, really goes over the top mm-hmm. with Christmas decorations.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We're debating whether or not where he keeps all this stuff, but there's a lot of Christmas stuff that he pulls out.
Honestly, I wonder where it is. We should have asked him.
Yeah. But he has all these like Christmas setups.
Yeah.
So there's like a little like nativity scene, and then he's got like this big tree in the main like entranceway. It's all decked out. There's like Santa Clauses in different corners.
There were even like pictures hanging on the wall that were replaced with like pictures of Santa or an Advent calendar or there was stuff everywhere. It was like Christmas exploded.
Yeah. Well, and it works because he has some red walls in his. building is like one of the entryways, and it works perfect for Christmas.
Yeah, we actually kind of always wonder when we go to Amber Grove, like,
yeah.
Is there a way we could get him to paint these walls white? Like, you know, just as a photographer, red creates so many color casts. So we're always like,
But he's
really
the...
red, John?
Yeah.
But now we know why. Right. It's for Christmas.
Well, and it's one of the main rooms. It's not like a getting ready space.
Yeah.
He's definitely redone the getting ready spaces.
True.
So some are a little brighter. They have less color cast, stuff like that. But yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. And it was gorgeous. And even the front of the house, because Amber Grove is really just like a big, beautiful house with a big barn in the back and then a setup tent. The house, he had even put tons of lights on and everything. So for their sparkler exit, which we actually had to do not as an exit because it decided to, like, storm crazily this past weekend. So we did it at, like, 6. or actually probably even earlier than that.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. You had the fun sparklers, but you also had all the Christmas lights, which was...
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miranda and Eugene actually decided to use, before they even knew there was some weather coming, they decided to use the barn, at Amber Grove because it's just really pretty inside. It's kind of dark, but it's got a lot of great character.
Yeah, as their ceremony location. Mm-hmm. There are several different places at Amber Grove that you can get married. The barn, I think, is definitely one of the more popular ones. Mm-hmm. We love the big tree.
Yeah.
But we can see the appeal of the barn. It's beautiful and rustic, and he's done a great job with, like, twinkle lights and all kinds of decorations in there.
Yeah, and I will say that it did work for their day specifically because it got so windy about halfway through. We decided to do a first look like last minute with them. They decided, hey, let's just do one, which was a great decision because the wind just kept picking up more and more before it ended up storming. And
my
flash got knocked over in the wind, and I'm sure that the sound guy would have had his speaker blown over in the wind if he did outside.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was definitely the right call to put it inside. But, I mean, yeah, even during bridal party, I kept being like, I'm really sorry, girls, like, your hair and makeup that you just got done. But honestly, they all still looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Cam was the makeup, Cam & Co. She does a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be one of my favorite hair and makeup teams.
Yeah.
Every member of her team, I think, always just does such a great job, and they all looked flawless.
Yeah.
So even with the crazy wind.
But yeah, and we had to be more strategic about as to where we pose them so that the wind is blowing into their face a bit more as opposed to from behind. But yeah, it was a gorgeous day and just had so much fun end capping our wedding with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the two of them were like they're very, like, quiet, more mm-hmm. timid people. But my favorite part of the day is someone walked up to Eugene right before the ceremony was going to start. All the guys were, like, already lined up outside of the barn. And, like, a guest was just coming in a little bit late and, like, was hurrying in before the ceremony got started. And just, like, walked up to Eugene and was, like, feeling nervous, you know? And Eugene, without pausing at all, just said, not one bit.
Yeah.
And you could just tell how completely in love the two of them were and just how excited they were for this day. So
yeah,
congratulations to you both. We love you. Enjoy a few of our favorites.
Congrats, you guys.